AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Israel announced a ceasefire in the 11-day war against Hamas militants. At the UN General Assembly, Palestinian Foreign Minister Riyad al-Maliki says this needed to stop.
Israel, with its state-of-the-art arms, is targeting families as they sleep to sow the seeds of terror.
Israel's ambassador to the UN, Gilad Erdan, says the other side has done a lot of damage.
Hamas is an internationally designated jihadi terrorist organization that has fired more than 4,000 rockets at Israeli cities over the last 11 days.
The ceasefire in the Middle East will take effect in just a few hours. Federal prosecutors say 18 electronic devices taken during raids last month on Rudy Giuliani's home and his law firm in the probe of his dealings in Ukraine belong to Giuliani and employees of his firm. By just one vote, the House passed a bill for a big increase in spending to protect the Capitol after the January riot. Texas Republican Lance Gooden voted no.
We're recording 20-year highs in border crossings, but instead of completing the wall at our southern border, which would protect innocent children from being exploited by human traffickers and drug cartels, Democrats would rather spend $2 billion on a wall around this building in D.C.
In New York, something new in the coronavirus fight.
Vax and scratch.
Other states are doing it. Governor Andrew Cuomo says it's happening in New York.
You get a vaccination and you get a lottery ticket for the $5 million mega multiplier New York State lottery.
Cuomo says there are a lot of benefits with vax and scratch.
You have a 1 in 9 chance of winning the lottery, but you get the vaccine and you win.
The 3-day losing skid is over on Wall Street. Stocks finished higher, the Dow up 188 points. This is AP News. Russia has hailed a U.S. decision not to punish a German company for overseeing work on a European gas pipeline opposed by the U.S.
During a daily telephone briefing, President Vladimir Putin's spokesman Dmitry Peskov described the move as a positive signal. The pipeline will carry natural gas from Russia to Germany, increasing Russia's leverage as a vital energy supplier in Europe. Critics of the pipeline had hoped to stop it by targeting the German company and its top executive. The Biden administration imposed sanctions on Wednesday on Russian companies and ships for their work on Nord Stream 2, but waived penalties for the German company managing the deal. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A federal judge ordered an immediate halt to plans to dredge a shipping canal on the Georgia coast, citing a threat to sea turtles. Giant loggerhead sea turtles, protected as a federally threatened species, nest during the spring and summer months on beaches from North Carolina to Florida. Ed Donahue, AP News.